Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 26th of June 2017. Stress in newly qualified nurses. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Nurses are known to suffer stress, and the period after qualification and entering clinical practice is an especially stressful period. This UK study by Halpin et al. 2017 and published in JAN aimed to investigate transition in newly qualified nurses through an exploration of their stressors and stress experiences during the first 12 months post-qualifying. The study was titled A Longitudinal Mixed Methods Investigation of Newly Qualified Nurses' Workplace Stressors and Stress Experiences During Transition. Nearly 300 nurses completed a stress questionnaire and were interviewed when they qualified and were followed up at 6 and 12 months after qualifying. Around 80 nurses completed the study. While stress did not change significantly over the study, at each phase of the study, workload was the highest source of stress. Nurses reported being terrified at the start. As one nurse said, when you first start, obviously you are terrified because you're suddenly feeling responsible for everybody, all your patients. Just the overall feeling of the weight of responsibility, that stresses me. They also did not like appearing not to know everything, and one nurse said, it's quite hard to say to some people, sorry, I'm newly qualified, because they just want answers then and there. So that's added stress as well for me. In the words of the authors, many of the stressors experienced by the participants had the potential to inhibit a successful transition. The results showed that the participants experienced a broad range of stressors throughout their first 12 months post-qualifying, resonating with the outcome of previous international studies. In conclusion, the authors said, planned regular constructive feedback from the newly qualified nurse's manager would assist with personal development and the early identification of work-related stressors. Organisation-based training to improve effective and civil team working together with a clear strategy to report and address incivility would also be beneficial. Healthcare experience prior to commencing nurse education appears to be a personal asset and is worthy of further research, as it implies a change to pre-registration recruitment strategies should be considered.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Thank you.